life begins. Oh, your grace so free washes over me. You have made me new, now life begins with you. It's your endless love pouring down on us. You have made us new, now life begins with you. Released from my chains, I'm a prisoner no more. Shame was a ransom he faithfully bore. He canceled as though heaven had lost. But then Jesus arose with our freedom in Him. That's when death was arrested and my life began. Oh, your grace so washes over me. You have made me new, now life begins with you.
Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Lord Jesus, we just worship you this morning. What a beautiful name. What a beautiful name it is. I remember during the Passover, and I remember the preparation, and I remember the time when you were about to deliver your people with an outstretched arm and great judgments, and you were preparing the Hebrews to come out so that they could worship you. The whole point of coming out of Egypt was so that they could worship you, so that they could be in relationship with you. It is my prayer this morning that we would all understand that the veil has been torn. There is a way that has been made that we can worship the one true God, the only God of heaven and earth, the creator of the earth, the creator of everything that we see. That we would understand that that veil has been torn, that there's no longer any block. There is no more performance. There's nothing that we have to do but just to believe that Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood for us. And then he rose again on the third day. And that is why we celebrate today, that the veil was torn, that Jesus rose from the dead. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. We thank you, Lord, that we can worship you in spirit and in truth. That we can worship you because we can be born again through the blood of Christ. And that we can worship you in the truth of your word, the truth of who you are. So wherever you're at this morning, just reflect on what Jesus did today. Reflect on his blood that was shed for you. Aren't you glad that he didn't wait for you to become perfect? Because he was the perfect. And he died and gave up his life so that you could become perfect. Come on, amen. It is my prayer that we would all understand. And I pray in the name of Jesus right now that the spirit of wisdom and understanding would be released through into every ear, into every heart, through every eye, that we would be able to see Jesus Christ lifted up. Not only on the cross, but he was lifted up to take his seat at the right hand of the Father. Come on. We just celebrate the victory over death today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And as we worship you in this next song, may we reflect on what Jesus has truly done for us. He has made a way for us to come into the presence of the Almighty God, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to be saved from sin and death, to be saved from ourselves. Hallelujah. God, we just praise you this morning.
The head that once was crowned with thorns is crowned with glory now. The Savior now to wash our feet, now at his feet we bow. The one who wore our sin and shame, now robed in majesty, the radiance of perfect love, now shines for all to see. Your name is victory. Praise will rise to Christ our King. Your name is victory. All praise will rise to Christ our King.
sorrowed for 3 days. His body there would not remain. Our God has robbed the grave.
Our God has robbed the
you've done today, what we remember that you've done on this day.
Yes.
Lord, we just invite your presence into our homes, into our hearts. There are many testimonies of how people have encountered the Lord in dreams.
Thank you, Lord.
In open fields, I've heard testimony that God just came upon them and revealed himself. That's what I pray this morning, that Holy Spirit, that you would reveal the Father to us.
Yes.
That's what Jesus came to do, to reveal the Father. He didn't come to reveal the church. He didn't come to reveal the law. Actually, he came to fulfill the law.
Amen.
And he came to reveal the Father and the heart of the Father. And many that he encountered while he walked on this earth, he didn't judge them. He didn't render them guilty. But he showed the love of the Father. Lord, I pray the love of the Father would just fill every home and every heart right now. As we just reflect on the journey of the cross, I can't help but remember the many prophecies, the prophetic words in Isaiah that
yes.
predicted the coming king, the coming Messiah. The way he would die, the way he would
yes.
suffer. There is no other God on the earth that was predicted. There is no other religion that reflects and has the history of prophecy that Jesus has. And it requires something of us. It requires us to believe
right.
that he came, that he died, that he rose again. He appeared to many. He was seen after he was resurrected. Do you believe it this morning?
Yes.
Do you believe it?
Amen. Praise God.
I thank you, God, that the veil of unbelief has been torn. The veil has been torn today. That we have full access to the Father. We have full access to our Daddy in heaven.
That's right. Thank you, Lord.
and what appeared to look like a disaster on the cross, that all the things that were predicted and what the disciples had believed in appeared to be lost. It looked like a disaster, but things changed when he rose again. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And I just pray that what might look like a disaster around us, even in our nation and around the world, this is an opportunity to believe that Jesus Christ came to bring life. He came to restore. And Lord, we just praise you. We just thank you, Lord, this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We just worship him. Just praise him. Just praise him this morning and just give him thanks for what he's done. You don't have to feel the depth of it in your heart.
Thank you, Lord.
We can express that belief. And we just thank you, God, that you died for us. It's just impressed upon my heart this morning, and I already said it. He didn't wait for you to become perfect.
Thank you, Lord.
He didn't wait for you to become like him so that he would die for you. He died so that you could become like him, that you would reflect the glory of God. Whatever it is in your life this morning that you feel that is blocking, or you feel that you're not enough, you feel maybe you're flawed somehow and you're not good enough to come into the presence, you're not good enough to come to God, I just want to let you know that's a lie.
Right.
That's a lie you believe. It's his perfection.
Thank you, Lord.
That makes you perfect, not yours. So I pray that if that's you this morning, and if you feel that your life is so messed up that you can't come to the Lord, you just got to know that Jesus wasn't waiting for you to be perfect. He was the perfect, and he imparted himself to you. We thank you for your love. We thank you for revealing the Father to us. And I just bless every heart this morning to know you are loved. No matter what you're going through, no matter what circumstances you're in, no matter what mistakes you made, you need to know that you deserve to be loved and that you are loved by your Father in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I'm going to be reading in Luke chapter 23, starting in verse 44. Luke 23, 44. Now it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. Then the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was torn in two. And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last. So when the centurion saw that what had happened, he glorified God, saying, "Certainly this was a righteous man." And the whole crowd who came together to that sight, seeing what had been done, beat their breasts and returned. But all his acquaintances and the women who followed him from Galilee stood at a distance watching these things. Now behold, there was a man named Joseph, a council member, a good and just man. He had not consented to their decision. Indeed, he was from Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who himself was also waiting for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then he took it down, wrapped it in linen, and laid it in a tomb that was hewn out of rock where no one had ever lain before. That day was the preparation, and the Sabbath drew near. And the women who had come with him from Galilee followed after, and they observed the tomb and how his body was laid. Then they returned and prepared spices and fragrant oils, and they rested on the Sabbath according to the commandment. Now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, They and certain other women with them came to the tomb bringing the spices which they had prepared. But they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened, as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then, as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but he is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, 'The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again.'"